Based on data from hundreds of surveys and dozens of engagement sessions, Park City community members seem to want bold change for the future, where Park City adapts and evolves into an inclusive and diverse community while maintaining its success as a mountain town. Acting Park City Manager Matt Dias says the current and last councils have demonstrated bold change by investing $40 million in affordable housing.
These last two groups, this council and the previous one, are the first two councils that have gotten in the game and put taxpayer dollars directly into the affordable housing program. You know, put men and women and children into deed-restricted housing in our community so they can be part of our community, go to the schools, be in our recreation programs, and be residents of Summit County.
One change the Park City Council made this year that surprised the public was the termination of former city manager Diane Foster's employment. Park City Mayor Andy Bierman says the separation was fairly amicable, and after watching Dias for 7 years in his role as assistant city manager, the council decided it was appropriate.
It was bold, yes, and that it was a significant change, but we were fairly confident it was the right change and it was the right time.
In the next year, Dias says the city's move toward implementing bold change has two parts, starting with the way Park City Municipal spends money on infrastructure.
We're not going to be investing in parking lots and parking garages. We're going to be investing in transit-first methodologies, technologies, things like microtransit, maybe aerial transit connections. So we're really going to have to rethink the way that we're spending taxpayer money and how it will impact on a day-to-day basis residents and businesses and tourists.
Additionally, Dias says the city will work more closely with regional partners.
But I think the next frontier, given the growth around us, you're really going to see us double down as staff on behalf of the mayor and council, working with Wasatch County, Midway, Heber, Mountainland Association of Governments, the school district.
Dias says Park City's community visioning process will end around the middle of February with the presentation of the results to the public. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.